go on here, and then once you draw out which block groups you want in each of the districts, you would type in the district number here. So for example, you have block groups like 1, 2, let's just say 1 through 8 on the top corner, and say you want to put those in district 1. So you would go over here in the yellow cells and just type in 1. So let's just do it for all 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So as you see, like once you start entering these numbers, the Excel already automatically starts calculating them, so you don't have to pull out a calculator and calculate it yourself. And then also tells you how many remaining block groups you have left. And once you finish putting all these block groups together, so for example, like say you want to do the next ones for District 2, I am just making these numbers up, and then the next couple for 3, 4, and then 5. As you can see, all of these shows how many population are in those districts at the moment, and then how far you are from the target population. And then when you go to the summary tab, which is right here, it also calculates out the numbers and the percentages by the race and ethnicity. So once again, you don't have to calculate it yourself. And once you finish inputting the district numbers in all of these yellow cells, you can go ahead and either mail it to the city clerk, or you can, I believe you can email it too, right? Yes, email it right here, and the email address is there. You can also send a fax if that is what you prefer. Any questions at the moment?
If you're gonna email it, do you have to save it first through the different names?
Yes, save it. And I recommend like putting your like maybe last name just to.
Maybe have those instructions so you don't get a bunch of emails.
I'm sorry, what was that? Okay.
Maybe add those instructions so that you don't get a bunch of emails with the same file and file name.
What we will probably do is there's an author tab too. And in the author tab, please make sure to put in your name.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that portion. And then your email address. A phone number is optional. And in the summary tab, you can put in a plan name if you want.
Gotcha.
So that's how we'll kind of differentiate it. Once we have the author name, we will have it differentiated by that.
Question, where did you gather race and ethnicity?
These are from the census numbers and the CVAP numbers, the citizen voting age population that the census releases.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question. I guess just what exactly is the purpose of this planning meeting today, right? I assume there's a map already, one plan at least here. Is the plan to discuss that, or is the plan just for people to submit new plans or something like that? You know, just exactly what the criteria is here, and if we're going to talk about maps, right, I think everyone here should know exactly what the criteria is to set a boundary map, right? What needs to be in certain districts and things like that.
And like if you have any questions.
Right, where are we starting from here? I think this process has been going on for, 6 years now, right? So what exactly is the goal of this meeting here, and what input do you want from the public?
The goal for this meeting was to show you how to submit your own map.
Okay.
That's what this is all about. It's not to discuss that map, it's just to show you how, if you want to submit a map on districts, how you can do that.
Okay, maybe what would be helpful too is, there's some rules, right? Because I can draw a map and tell however I want, right? But obviously there are rules, restrictions, why we got here in the first place of what a district needs to have to be.
So do you want to talk about the percentage, that it can't be over 10%?
Yes. So The goal is to have, once you complete this, the goal is to have the percentage spread be less than 10%.
What's the criteria?
The percentage spread between the districts.
And that's the difference between the largest and the smallest.
Correct.
The population,
less than 10%.
All within 10% of each other.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then what about the demographic criteria?
I'm looking at the information that you provide, and it seems to be all based on race. The population is broken down a variety of ways. How could I obtain information that would show me breakdown, say, by income or by educational achievement?
Well, this one has, these maps are based off of race and ethnicity because I think to give everyone, like every race, a fair chance of voting. But if you are interested in things like education, age, the census does have information on that. And you can gather that information from data.census.gov. And you can gather the information for each city along
okay.
with the
block. Okay. But I mean, if I wanted it by block.
I'm sorry?
If I wanted it by block, like you showed them here,
yeah.
Do I get that from that? Because the census has tracks. I don't
know
whether
they... The census also has block data and block
okay.
data. Yes.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the criteria for districting is they have to be nearly equal in population. So I think that's why we, over here, the target district population is 18,752. And then consideration may be given to the following factors, which are contiguity, communities of interest, which are like neighborhoods, special districts, school districts, utility providers, special zones or district subareas, and like things such as areas with similar or common interest, issues or socioeconomic characteristics, like legislative, education, and housing. You might also want to consider something that's easy to identify, like natural or built features, such as freeways, major roads, rivers, hills, and mountains, and the compactness of territory. So just one thing, like you can't, this is a reference map, so can't have like things like, say you want block group 2 to be number 1, and then you have all of the one for district 1 has to be together. You can't have one here, one down here, so on and so forth.
Hello there.
Hello.
My name's Kathy, and when we did the district mapping back in 2018,
yes.
The city provided utility boundaries as well as the school district boundaries between Saddleback and CUSD. And ironically, as I was telling Kim, the school district boundaries were the one that Mr. Shankman had preferred on the district maps that had been submitted at that time. So the 2018 maps have been removed now from the website.
Right. So are you asking if we can put a school boundary on it?
School boundary.
I can definitely take that back and see if we can do that. Let me just jot it down real quick.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Thank you. why are we doing this? What is the main reason why this is all happening? We have a great system the way it is. Why are we having to change it?
The city council decided.
No, we were sued.
Didn't have a choice.
We have a lawsuit that we lost.
We appreciate your question. However, this meeting is about just the map process and how you prepare and submit a map. We hear what you have said, and it's a valid point. However, this meeting is just designed for the map submittal and review process for the public. If you want to bring that up at a city council meeting, you are more than welcome to, but we're just limiting comments right now to this very specific topic tonight.
Thank you for being here this evening. I want to thank all my neighbors that are here. 4 years ago, we received a districting plan Z. The map says draft. On the bottom, it says CD ARM, Center for Demographic Research. Should we assume that you drafted this map?
Yes, we did.
On this map, there are stars indicating where the council members reside at that time. This is a gerrymandered map. Every one of these five precincts protected individual council members who would not have to compete against each other. Since that time, Trish Kelly has moved. She now lives in a different area. Looking at your new district plan A, I have Wendy in the blue zone, which is 2. Trish is in the yellow, where she's just moved. Brian is in the pink. But fortunately, you have 2 council members. Should this be the plan that's approved, would have to go head to head, and that's Greg and Ed. So at least it's not totally gerrymandered. But I guess the question is, this initial map is what triggered us spending hours submitting maps, assuming that this thing met the Fair Maps Act, even though that may not have been in effect. Gerrymandering has been. So why was this map designed gerrymandered? Thank you.
Well, at CDR, we just did the map that we received, like the data from. We didn't create the maps ourselves. This was based off of what was submitted.
Was it your office or input from the city attorney?
I'm not sure which map that exactly was. I didn't actually work on the full map. For example, we get the data, and then we create the map based off of the data. We have no input in how the maps are created, how the maps are drawn out.
Okay, thank you.
If you have questions about alleged gerrymandering, I would strongly encourage you to bring that to a city council meeting and address it there.
I brought it up last night, or Tuesday night. Thank you.
Good evening. If you didn't create the maps, who did? And I know several years ago when you did a study on population, there was basically 2 areas that were Latino. I think one over by like Chabuco Hills High School and another one off of Felipe in that area. So have you put into consideration the Latino population in Mission Viejo?
In the city of Mission Viejo district formation, there are maps that are based off of each race and ethnicity. So if you look at, let me just find the page real quick. I believe it's page 9. That shows the Hispanic or Latino race for each census block group, and that is based off of the census public law data.
Okay, but who created the maps? That's my first question.
Well, we got do the we basically do the numbers. We're not assigning any districts, any block groups to the districts. That's what I mean, but we're not creating the maps. So the maps were submitted by members of the public, and I'm assuming cities as well, the city itself. But we take that information and then we prepare the maps. The Center for Demographic Research is not creating it, like we're not assigning districts.
So the city of Mission Viejo is not creating the maps. Is that what you're telling me? That's what I'm really confused.
We prepared the maps, but based off of the data we received from others.
So when you say you prepared the map, you mean this map that just has the blocks and the population?
Right.
And then did you prepare the other?
We prepared the maps. That's
by ethnicity and race and such?
The ones that are in here?
Yeah.
Yes, we prepared those maps based off of the census data.
So you're giving us all of this raw data.
Yes.
And then somebody, probably the city council, prepared that one Plan A based on the data that you prepared.
Right.
Is that correct?
No, I mean, I'm not the city council, but
somebody
created it. Yes.
So you prepared all of the raw data.
Did you create this map? Your name is on the bottom.
Yeah, it's Map A.
We created the map, but not we didn't select the districts.
They made the map, they didn't create it.
Who created Map A?
It's a simple question. It shouldn't be so hard to answer.
So, okay, to explain, we get the data from census. We then draw like the lines and provide the raw data from the census. So, for example, on this map, these are the numbers you see below the red ones, like. Number one has zero, that's zero population. These raw data are from census. We just draw the image, the picture of the city and the block group lines. We are not going and picking the different districts. We get the information from, say, the public, the city council, or.
Wait a minute. The public did not give you the information for that map.
No. This is just a base map.
Okay.
This is a base map.
About Map A.
I'm not sure who did Map A.
We're getting off.
Okay. Well, Hold on.
This workshop is to show you how to create a map. Period. That is what we're doing.
Okay.
And I would suggest that you watch the council meeting from Tuesday night, where the demographer was here and she explained everything. So this is to help you draw your own map and submit it. That's what this is for. So we need to stay on track.
Yep. Go ahead. Yes, I have a process question. So you've given us the information to do the map. So once we submit a map, what is the process from there? What is going to be done with all of the new maps that are coming in, and what's the timeline and process to review those and consider those, I guess, right?
So the timeline is the hard copy or any other maps are due to the city clerk's office by 12 p.m. on January 7th. On January 9th, we close the electronic map submittal period. Uh-huh. On January 25th, we're presenting the maps and revise if need be. On February 8th, there's the consideration of maps, revised maps, and possible map selection. And on February 22nd, if needed, there will be a final meeting to select the map. So February 22nd is the last day to select a map.
Okay.
some of the public meetings, or were those all council meetings, private meetings?
They're public.
Public?
Public.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
There's not an opportunity for us to bring our concerns to the council before this map selection or the map deadline has been put into the public record. So this workshop should have been more available for us to get questions answered regarding how and why. Our concerns about community of interest.
We did have a workshop on Saturday, October 30th.
Yeah, again, another holiday. I mean, they're supposed to
October 30th?
Yeah,
it's a Saturday. It's a day before Halloween. Yeah. I mean, we had over 35 people here. So people
there were supposed to have been multiple workshops. The public didn't have much of an opportunity to participate in how we want our districts to be drawn. And now we're right into the map section. We don't have an opportunity to address the council because they're on recess until after these maps have been submitted.
So you have two more meetings. You have January 25th and February 8th. I see that the maps are due. These are due on January. The hard copies are due on January 7th, and the electronic copies are due on January 9th.
Yep.
So.
And it's not until the second Tuesday in January that we can address our council on how. On our concerns.
Well, I mean, you're gonna, basically they've given you their map. This next part is where the public has an opportunity to submit maps. Those maps are taken into consideration. So at those next two meetings, you can voice all your concerns about any map, your map, their map, someone else's map, talk about all the maps. You have two more opportunities.
Why is this happening during the holidays? Because when in 2017 December, Bill Curley, the city attorney, stopped the public hearings in December because of the holidays and there wasn't much public participation. So why did he decide, or the council or somebody decide, to have two important meetings in just before Christmas, and then right after Christmas is when the maps are due? And so what's so important about February 22? I mean, what's the deadline? Is there a statutory deadline for these maps to be submitted?
It's because there's an election in November.
November
22? Right.
Because as far as I know, when I read the statute, August 1st, 2022 is when the maps were due.
If they decide at the end of February, that gives a limited amount of time for people to actually decide whether they're going to be a candidate.
Yeah, I understand
all
that.
So we can't push it too far into 2022.
Right, I understand all of that. But elections are so precious. It's a precious right, and we're being left out on how we want to elect our public officials.
I agree. So on January 25th, they're going to present the maps. Is this the council is going to present the maps? Will this be a public hearing where they present the maps that are being considered?
Yes, there are two more public hearings, January 25th and February 8th.
Okay, and will there be an opportunity to submit comments on the maps they present?
Yes, that's the whole point of these public hearings. So by statute, we have to have four map hearings. So you've got two more left. We've already had two. We've got two more.
Where was the first hearing?
This is not
last Tuesday.
Where was the second hearing?
This meeting is about how to prepare and submit maps. If you have issues with how the hearings have gone, you're going to have to take that up with City Council at a different meeting. We're getting really off topic, and I don't know if anyone showed up here to submit and prepare maps, but that's what this is for. So we have to stay on topic for the people that really did come out here to do that.
Yeah, I just have a question about, we're all gonna submit, assuming everybody here submits maps, we all submit maps. and then there'll be, I don't know, let's say 20, 30, 50 maps. Will they be posted somewhere so we can look at them before we have the next meeting where we go over them so that we can walk in prepared, or will they be presented for the first time at that, whatever it is, the 25th?
They'll be posted in the city's website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time, yes.
Okay, thank you.
This has been something that the city council, I think, is known is going to come for some time regarding districting. And my concern is that all of us are doing our due diligence to make sure we fully understand what we need to do to draw these maps. And I know I feel coming into this that there is a little lack of transparency on past meetings and so forth, and that is a factor in drawing these maps and understanding the best way to do it. I've lived in Mission Viejo for almost 35 years. I've waited for this a very long time because district voting long overdue with all cities in California. So I beg to differ with you about the topic because it is all related. And it would be helpful when we ask these questions that you answer them, because right now I feel like I'm getting the runaround a little bit on how all this process works. So I'm just letting you know how I feel and some of my neighbors feel.
Well, I would advise you to go to a city council meeting and bring your concerns to them and let them know. But this workshop today is about how to make a map and submit it to be considered for this redistricting process. You can do that.
Not waiting till January, whatever.
Will all of the maps be posted ahead of time, or will they take a sample or do some sort of filter?
I believe she just said that all of them will be posted on the internet.
A quick comment. In looking at the map with all the census boxes, could you highlight the main arterials? I mean, you could hardly see Marguerite Parkway on here, Alicia, Geronimo, and that would be helpful for the people who are not following this as closely as I am, so you can get an idea where these boxes are. Thank you.
Questions on the maps? Submitting? Deadlines?
Any questions on this Excel worksheet? How to use that?
Okay, then that's it. If no one else has any questions.
I have one question.
Wait, hold on. Let me give you the...
I think I can talk loud enough. Block 1 has zero population in it. Is that an area that's to be developed, or is that green space or wild area? Or?
I am not 100% sure. All I am aware of is that the census listed it as having zero population at the time.
There are 9 boxes with no population. If you go through all 67.
There are other boxes with no population.
Yeah,
Those are commercial. Commercial. 60 is commercial. 56 is commercial.
So one last question. So if we submit a map, will we receive any feedback on whether that map is being considered or has been rejected or whether it will be part of what is presented?
Aren't they all considered?
Yeah. Or will every map that anybody submits end up being presented? That could end up being a very long city council meeting.
From what I am aware of, all maps are being considered.
And presented to the public and open for comment.
Right. From what I understand.
And city council will explain why they decided against that map. I guess I want to know, are we going to be privy to the reasons why they accept or why they reject a particular map, what their thought process is?
Yes, and I believe, at the January 25th meeting, what happens, they take all the maps and they basically, they haven't already picked a map, correct? We have no maps. We're just submitting. Okay, so we're basically at that January 25th meeting, they're probably going to pick one that they like the best out of everything that was submitted, including the ones that they prepared, and they'll go through all of them. And then what happens is, if for whatever reason that map is revised, they have to have it at another meeting. So that's why these last two meetings, basically they can't revise a map and then not bring it back to public comment. So if there's any change to a map that's picked, it has to come back before a public hearing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if at January 25th they pick a map and then they consider them and there's a process for people to comment and any revisions to the map that is picked. And then they'll bring it back at the February 8th meeting. That's why it says possible map selection on this, because they could potentially select a map. However, if a map is selected and then subsequently revised, they have to bring it back for public comment. So they can't just approve a map and no one says anything about it. You're gonna be aware of it. You're gonna be there. You're gonna have input on it. And if the map that is picked is later revised, they'll bring it back again. And you'll talk about it again and the reasons for the revisions and anything like that. So that's why there's kind of three meetings left, is because we're statutorily required to do four. But if something is revised, you need another meeting to bring it before the public. I hope that makes sense.
Okay, so let me put it in kind of my simple-minded way of looking at things. So if there are 50 maps, all 50 maps get looked at on the 25th of January. And then if any of the maps need to be revised, that's talked about on the 25th of January.
Yes, and
but that's it. And then on February 8th, those maps are brought back, considered, and maybe there's a map selection if they've got one that out of the sort of finalists, they say, okay, we got it, this one is good, drop the hammer, decision made. If they say, okay, this one is pretty good, but we have to make this or that change, they make this or that change, and then they come back on February 22nd and run that map by one last time and get final approval then.
Yes, you're very, very close. The only thing is at the January 25th meeting, a map might be selected from all, basically they'll go through all the maps and come up with one based on what was submitted by everyone and what they have, and then that will be the map. And then if for whatever reason it gets revised between the 25th and the 8th, that's when they, so the 8th, they could pick a map if there are no revisions between the 25th and the 8th. However, if there is some sort of revision, that's when you're going to have the 22nd hearing, because it says, if needed, final meeting to select map. So that one is kind of, if there's some sort of revision that occurs after they pick the map that they, that you guys like, then right. That's when you would need the last hearing.
Right, but no map will be approved on January 25th.
No,
right.
No.
It'll go to, they'll go to the 8th.
Yeah, we'll have to go to the 4th hearing, but they might pick one that is like the map that we like, kind of, you know, this, like map A, but, you know, stuff happens. And I'm not remembering correctly fully, but I think there's some sort of revision process that can occur, and that's why those hearings are there. So, and I don't think it's just like the city revising things. I think there's ways for people to, like, based on stuff that's submitted, that they would make a revision.
Okay, I think I got it.
Let me help us here. We never voted on the maps in 2018. What you can do is go to the January 23rd, 2018 City Council meeting video, and you can watch how each of the submitted maps were shown on the screen with a grade, 6.8%, 7.9, so you can see what the grades were. But the city decided not to vote on any map, be it map Z or any of the submissions, because they went into litigation. So we have no history on what can happen or what will happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. On map Z that was presented January 2018 to the council and to the community, indicated the addresses or the location of the homes of our council members. This map A doesn't show those homes, so I would suggest that any future map would indicate where our council members live, because there's going to be a biasness on their vote. And if we, you know, if there was a public disclosure on where these council members live, it would make it a little bit more transparent. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Just on a personal note, Kim, what is your responsibility towards the Secretary of State? You know, since Bill Curley has decided that we're going to go to vote for 3 districts and not 2, based on municipal code, even though when the people ran for election, it was for a 2-year term. Now he's extended those again for 4 years. What is your liability or responsibility to the Secretary of State in a vote where the citizens believe they voted for a 2-year term, and then all of a sudden, oh no, I'm going to go 4 years?
That is outside the scope of this meeting. If you would like to bring it to the City Council's attention, you can.
No, but you also have another title.
I do. Elections official.
The election official.
Are there any questions regarding how to create a map? Using the Excel sheet? If not, then I think we are done. Thank you.
Yeah, so let me see. Let's see what day. Oh, I'm so long.